I'm just leaving
Jonathan Swift Park. Never even knew it existed.
We're dancing beside the Christmas tree to a song called Sweet Jane.
Also, there's no shooting in the amenity areas. It's noted on the sign on the way in.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin.
Does it have invisible radio?
And what's the news on the invisible radio this morning?
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you.
I can't remember that though.
You what?
I can't remember now anymore.
The sound you hear is my water butts. So I'm out my back garden, Brian. Remember swing ball in the 1980s? That's what I'm playing. On my own. I'm standing at the edge of what I can only describe as possibly the most beautiful place on earth.
You're listening to Peter Donegan. Oh, can you hear my footsteps?
This is the sound of a hen laying.
And as I enter this part of the room, my voice changes. I'm at Boyle Abbey. I'm in the gatehouse. Kind of place you'd like to put a marquee and see Dexy's Midnight Runners playing. Okay, maybe not Dexy's Midnight Runners. But this place dates back to 1148. 1148!
He kicks a ball, he plays football with me on the grass sometimes, and I take him, tell him to, what how to play and how to do it. And but he's...
Brian Cowan was either drunk or hungover.
Basically, when that ball was presented to Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or George Bush or whoever, 5 minutes after the photograph is taken, the shamrock is taken out and probably shot to death by the FBI out in the street.
So from 9 a.m. through to midnight that night, there was over 450 articles published in over 400 publications. In 26 countries across the globe.
Yeah, it's nice having grandchildren.
Would you encourage him to play for Ireland or England?
Oh, I would. Definitely Ireland.
All right.
Now, if I was in Wembley, it would be definitely
Ireland. The funny thing is, Warwick went out to cut artichokes one time, cut the end of his thumb because he slashed the thing and did a stupid thing, slashed his thumb as well, was being carted off to hospital. And he said, oh, by the way, you better go and dig the potatoes before supper.
The funny thing is, I said before about doing audio and doing video. And I know that no video I will ever do will ever do this justice. It will never give it what it entirely deserves.
He says, consider it done.
So the other chap said, "Come on, Christy, come on." That was the other Christy, by the way. That's called perfect timing.
And don't be drunk in May, then you start a fight and you'll get burned. We guarantee all 7 minutes in DGA.